Progress Test 4. Listening.
I'd now like to hand over to Mark Parry.
Thank you, Jim. It was at the end of last year when I sat down with the CEO of a leading fast-moving consumer goods business to talk about where companies should focus their innovation effort. I'm worried that the way we do business might come to an end in 2 to 3 years, he said. I mean, we make lots of small product improvements, get them to launch as quickly as we can, and then spend lots of money on marketing them. But each time, the lifetime of that product gets shorter and the amount of dollars we spend gets higher. It can't go on. Judging by a number of recent profit warnings, that time is already upon us. Unilever admitted last month that sales of its leading brands were likely to fall in the third quarter. Colgate-Palmolive, Coca-Cola and Cadbury all warned of lower-than-expected earnings. The last two, together with Unilever, blamed bad weather. But in reality, they are being squeezed on price by retailer power and own-label brands. This results in companies spending up to 60% of their marketing budgets on promotional offers to supermarket chains to guarantee them space on the shelves. The ad agencies tell the companies they should spend more on their brands and so on. Good luck to them. But we give our clients different advice. We tell them that it's too late. They must start to innovate in terms of what they produce and sell. They must also break two outdated assumptions, which leads me on to my second piece of advice. There's an assumption that our customer is the consumer. Wrong. The retailer is your customer. For too long, companies have developed new products based on consumer insight-driven research, focus groups, consumer pilots, and so on. Rarely do these start from the needs of the retailer. And what are these? Increased revenue, location, lower cost of capital, improved stock turnover, perhaps. So, how can a CEO ensure the products meet at least some of these needs? And thirdly, companies think that the retailer is our distributor. Michael Dell created a $40 billion market leader by avoiding distribution channels and going straight to consumers. Other companies can do this too. Dell also lets customers design what they want from their own PC.